Blog Talk Radio.
Come shine your light, open your heart, show us your gift that sets you apart. When you believe, then you can see that you are the star of your own destiny.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. My name is Lynn, and I'm your host of the show. Today is November 16th, and it's a nice rainy day here in my area in Virginia. And I have to say I'm enjoying it. I like the rain, and I like a nice relaxing day. So for those of you that are out there and having to be about, I hope that you're enjoying it also. Wanted to just let you guys know of a few things that are coming up. On November 30th, we're going to be having Dr. Kimberly Ballas on here talking about emotional anatomy. And Dr. Ballas is a fantastic naturopath. I've worked with her personally for about 2 years. She's very knowledgeable, and it's a great opportunity to call in and get a couple of questions answered if you need to. So we hope that you'll join us on the 30th. Next Tuesday on the 23rd, I'm going to do a monthly meditation. It's been a while since I've done a meditation. I've been a little bit busy, and I miss them, so I hope that you'll join us for that then as well. Wanted to give you guys a heads up. On the main site of The Honoring Hour, which is www.thehonoringhour.com, there is an affiliate link for the School of Natural Healing, and they have a fantastic holiday special going on. If you sign up for their first course through an affiliate link, which is on the main page of The Honoring Hour, if you sign up for their first course, you're going to get their second level free. So please do feel free to check that out. I wish that offer was going around when I had signed up for them because I certainly would have greatly appreciated getting that second level at no cost. So please feel free to check that out. Also wanted to let you know that another holiday special on that main page is for any new member signing up for Nature Sunshine products. You're going to get free shipping, and there's contact information there as well. I am so excited about today's show. I subscribe to a variety of different newsletters on various topics, and I'm always looking for real good astrology newsletters. And a friend of mine sent me a link several months ago, and I've been subscribing to a newsletter called Astral Essence, and really like the way that it's phrased. I think it's very easy to understand. You know, I personally am not astrologically savvy. I don't speak it very well. So I need things put in a way that I can understand it. And I'm just really stoked about this newsletter. So I invited the author of that newsletter, Shelley Eaton, to be on the show today to pinch hit for some rearranging that had to go on this month. And she graciously accepted and is here today to talk with us about clearing negative patterns to enter the new age. So I'd like to welcome Shelley to the show. How are you, Shelley?
Well, I'm very well, and it's raining here too, and it's beautiful.
Yes. So, Shelley, can you just tell us a little bit about how you got into the type of work you do? And I know that you do a variety of different things, so would you introduce that to our audience as well?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I have to say it's been a very long journey. I think it started somewhere in the late 70s. So, and I have always gotten into everything almost as if by accident. Now I know that I was being led and guided, but nothing that I got into, including studying astrology or any of the Reiki or Native American, or any of the things that I've been involved in, they came to me. They showed up in my path. Let me put it that way. And they caught my interest, and they rang a bell. It's like I'm a Sagittarian, and Sagittarius is a sign that deals with wider philosophy, but truth. And a lot of us Sages have a way of hearing things, and it just doesn't sound right. But when we hear something that's really truth, we're so happy that we just have to go there. So that's really how I have been led into everything, and the things that really rang that bell for me, those are the places that I stayed.
Mm. That's fantastic. So you do astrology and you do Reiki. What else? Because you've got quite a few things on your website.
I do a lot of things, yeah. I was studying massage in New York City many years ago, and that's where a friend introduced me to aromatherapy. And that's why the website is called Astral Essence, because it's combining a lot of astrological information and also information about using essential oils. At that time, when I was at school, you had to pretty much go to England or somewhere in Europe to study that. So it was not common. It wasn't something you could get introduced to very easily. But that just went along with my massage work, and then that brought me... Massage is very expanding, I have to tell you. And it brings you into contact with a lot of different things. So Reiki is, you know, hands-on healing, energetic work. And then Jinshin Jitsu, which is a precursor to acupuncture, which really falls into everything I'm involved in. There's an astrological correspondence to that. Beautiful spiritual philosophy. Wherever I find that philosophy, that's where I go. So Reiki, Jinshin Jitsu, the Bach flowers I've been with for years and years. Those are really fabulous helpers. And then I met the Native American teachers who really started deepening my honoring aspect and my respect aspect. And I also, I just found the Michael Brown work, which I mentioned, also accidentally going to a Unity Church here in Greenville. And I just really resonate to his work also because his book, The Presence Process, is very easily accessible. You don't have to go to a person. You do this on your own. And it's a journey into self-love. Mm-hmm. And my feeling about EFT, which I'm going to present a little bit, the emotional freedom technique, and a lot of the things that I'm involved with and focusing on are bringing people back to loving the self. And as we talk a little bit, when we talk a little bit about the Mayan calendar, I will be expressing why I feel that this is the most important journey for everyone right now.
Okay. Great. And, you know, I have to say that you, when you sent me the little blurb about the stuff that you would talk about and what your topic was, I was so excited about it. And, you know, I don't know a lot about the Mayan calendar. You know, I know enough to get by and to have an understanding of it and not to freak out, and which I don't readily do anyway. But I like the EFT process. And I don't know anything really about the presence process. So I was like, oh, yay, some stuff I'm unfamiliar with. So that kind of stuff really makes me happy.
Yeah. Well, the Mayan calendar isn't something that I studied on my own. I got involved with, you know, the Native American philosophies, and I have been to Tulum, which is one of the pyramid areas in the Yucatan. And someone gave me a wonderful DVD by a man named, he's no longer with us, but his name is Ian Lungold. And there's a website, which is Mayan Magics, and the difference in the spelling is it's a M-A-J-I-X, MayanMagics.com. And I think you can find his stuff on YouTube now, too, but he gave a very profound talk. It was his talk in the Yukon in the early 2000s. And he explained the Stepstone Pyramid and what that was actually a calendar that was showing the evolutionary history of this entire planet. And it's way too long to go into the whole thing because that's a 3-hour DVD experience. But the bottom line is that every step, as you look at the Stepstone Pyramids, and hopefully your listeners are familiar with what that looks like, it's getting smaller and smaller as you go to the top. Mm-hmm. And each of those steps represents a time period. And each of those time periods has a level of consciousness as we evolve. the earlier steps, the really long ones at the bottom are, you know, coming up from cells and, you know, the evolution of life forms. But when we get to the upper steps, the time frames start shrinking. So we entered a step in 1999, and we were leaving the era of power as a focus point, and we went into the era of ethics. This is the next to the last step, and I think anyone out there can look at the fact that for the last 11 years, ethics has been a big issue. What they told us many, many years ago, the metaphysical community, was that all will be revealed. They kept telling us this. And if ever anything was truer, I can't imagine. I mean, it's almost like every day we're getting hit with revelations about what's going on, and we're seeing places where the ethics is what we're concerned with. So as we move through this era, you know, people are making choices, you know, major choice points. Which path are you taking? You know, it's the Hopi Nation calls it. Are you on the path of harmony, peace, and balance, or are you going to take the path of comfort, greed, and profit? You know, and this is where the choice point was made, is during this step. And those, if we ask ourselves now, we could pretty much see we made a choice. And we can feel it. You know, so the next step that we're headed towards, which is in February, we're going on to the last step of this pyramid of evolution. And that step is the era of conscious co-creation, which is really taking the responsibility back to the self for how we're experiencing our lives. Now, you can take that conscious co-creation, you can take that on two pathways also. You can try to create more things. You know, I want to manifest more toys. You know, or you can really become the warrior of spirit so that you are standing always in the moment, knowing that your energetic experience and your desire and your state of being is creating what everyone is also partaking in. Is that making any sense?
Yes, it is to me.
So far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good. Because that next step is a very short period. That step ends actually before 2012, that magic date that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the true truth is no one knows what's going to happen. There's so many speculations, you know, attitudes, ideas, beliefs. Until we go through this doorway, no one really knows what it's going to look like. But we know that it's true that the speeding up of these eras has corresponded with speeding change, you know, mm-hmm. technological change, like we're being bombarded with new things. Facebook just came out with something new, and I'm reeling from, like, I just started figuring out. But the mind is having a very hard time keeping up with this. And
right.
That looks like a bad thing, and it causes a lot of stress. Causes a huge amount of stress. But essentially, what we're going back to is the intuitive mind, because that is the place of self-knowing. Now, mm-hmm. in order to really achieve the self-knowing, and you've read my newsletters over a couple of months, and I've talked about this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction and in Pisces, and how this is like the hotline to your guides and teachers and angels. And boy, they are just waiting to hear from you. I mean, they just want to tell you. They want to give you all the information you need in this changing, chaotic circumstance. They want to reveal your next step. Okay? And all we need to do is to allow this. Well, A long time ago, the Native Americans who came to teach in our area, they were Lakota people. I have huge respect for these people. And they came, and one of the teachers particularly told us, you can't go through the doorway with the bundles on your back. You've got to put the bundles down. So, you know, we pondered this, and what we understood was the bundles are our old negative energy patterns, our own personal ones, and our collective. Because some people feel that we're going into another dimensional awareness, not that we're going to lose our experience of the planet, but that we're going to be lifted to a higher level, evolutionary level. But in order to be a conscious co-creator that's creating this harmonious, peaceful experience, we can't be carrying a lot of negative energy with us. You know, we just can't be doing it. So when we get to the end of this last step of conscious co-creation, we are going to go on a very fast journey in understanding that we are, in fact, part of the creating mind. And if we can go back to rid ourselves of some of our bundles, which are our own self-judgment and our own lack of love of self, and when I say this lack of love of self is that little mind voice that's telling you that you didn't do this right, this isn't good enough, you shouldn't feel this, you should, you know, never let anyone know that you think this, you know, all those little judging voices, you know, this suppression of the true self, this is the lack of unconditional love. This is the originating source, is within ourselves. We keep looking for love outside. We want people to love us unconditionally. We would even like to unconditionally love others, but it's really hard if we don't love ourselves first. So we have planetary helpers out here now. We've got Saturn, the great teacher, in Libra of relationship, and what it's asking us to do is to take a look at this balance within and without, to take a look at our agreements. What are we really agreeing to? What are we willing to change? What do we need to change? What are the healthy boundaries for the self? And we have Pluto, the great transformer in the sign of Capricorn, the authority. So we're seeing this on governmental levels and, you know, all of the outside. But inside, it's like taking our own inner authority, not being afraid of being the truth for ourselves. The intuition, which has to come in, is that surrender to our inner knowing, our inner authority. And that's why a lot of stuff is breaking down outside of us. It's scary. You know, we can't put our trust in these leaders. We can't put our trust in our religious leaders. We have to trust ourselves. This is a good thing. Everything that's happening is good. It's scary, but it's forcing us to these places and these things that we need to do to evolve.
Right. So, Shelley, what steps do you have? I mean, what do you suggest to people that are in that place where they need to make that transition? Do you have a process that you walk them through, or what suggestions do you make for them so that they can utilize the help that's out there?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that everyone is at a different place on their own pathway. So the things that I offer today, you know, they're not the only things out there, okay? There are other things to find. If something resonates with you and it says yes and it rings that bell that I talked about, that's a good direction for you. Mm-hmm. You know, I have offered Michael Brown's book to many people, and they pick it up and they find it challenging. It's very challenging because it does have you looking at a different way. And Michael Brown's book, which is published by Namaste Publishing, by the way, so you can access it through that website. he is really letting you know that your presence, he calls it presence, some of us call it our spirit guide or whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
is going to bring you what you need in the form of activating experiences or upsetting experiences to get you back in touch with some originating, even sometimes pre-verbal experience that you formed beliefs around, and it forms a pattern that draws repeating events into your life. And his whole book takes you through, first there's a wonderful, reading that is just very profound, but then it's a 10-week, you know, you can do it if you can just read it if you want to, but you can actually literally go into this 10-week process. And it's just between you and yourself, and he gives you techniques, and he gives you guiding information, and you go through, it's kind of like shooting the rapids, to tell you the truth, but it's about bringing you back into your emotional truth, because we have suppressed so much, and it's about creating the self-love and taking care of yourself with it. You know, instead of acting out on other people, it's not about, you know, have emotions and throw them out at people. It's about honor your emotions, bring them up, allow yourself to be present. You know, because his point of view is it's like if you watch a little child and they're having a crying tantrum, if you let them have it and you don't try to stop them in any way by either scolding them out of it or loving them out of it, they'll burn it out. It burns out, it integrates, it's gone. It's, you know, the fact that we've been stopped in something that doesn't allow the integration. So I recommend his book. I have done his process 3 times. I've seen Michael speak, most recently in Scotland in May at a wonderful conference. He's an awesome individual. He's one of the people who you may never know his name. He doesn't require that. And I just highly, highly respect him and his work. So that's one thing. Another thing that I suggest to people is this emotional freedom technique. And the emotional freedom technique is also available. You can search it online. You can download information and diagrams. This is a technique that you can do on your own yourself. And the idea of the emotional freedom technique is that, again, the suppressed thoughts and emotions go into literally our meridians. I happen to be very respectful of the Oriental medicine traditions. And so there are blocked places. They're stuck. And they cause all kinds of things, from just minor issues physically to major serious life-threatening diseases, these stuck places. So what emotional freedom technique is about allowing yourself to locate this thing that's bothering you and very quickly tapping on points which correspond to meridians. They would be acupuncture points. And freeing this just from a series of tapping. You can do this type of work, and I do sessions with people in person, and when there's someone doing active listening, that sort of augments the experience. But you can do this very, very simply on your own. And the important thing to me, what I tell people with emotional freedom technique, it may take you a while to get to the core emotion. You may start out with like, well, I'm a little irritated with what so-and-so said to me yesterday, you know, because people don't want to own levels of emotion. And that's what keeps it suppressed, and that's what locks it into our body, okay? In the Chinese tradition, each of the organ flows has an emotion on it. So with the lung and the large intestine, we have grief, sorrow, loss. And that's very, very big right now because of people, especially loss, you know. And
right.
Sorrow and grief because our whole way of life has been irrevocably altered and continues to be. So those of us who've been around for a while have sorrow about what isn't anymore. So that's the first one. Then the kidney and the bladder, we have fear. That's a big one. That goes into the kidney, bladder. And this is not just the organ, but all the different things that are associated with it. The liver and the gallbladder are about anger. So when we suppress our anger, you know, this is like impacting the ability of these organs to process properly, detoxify.
Mm-hmm.
When we have worry, it's the stomach and the small intestine. I mean, I'm fascinated. Sometimes I turn on television, and what are they, all these acid reflux commercials, right? The acid worry, you know? And I was just really getting in tune with the fact yesterday I had this revelation about going in the right direction, because reflux is going in the wrong direction.
Mm.
And if we're afraid that we're not going in the right direction, or we're not sure about our direction, that can cause that backward motion in our body, which is the wrong direction. And then finally, the heart and the small intestine flow have to do with effort and pretending. Okay? So trying to do something, or feeling like it's hard, or making believe you're happy when you're not. So these emotions, they do get stuck, and they do cause physical correspondence. And this is where, when we get into the idea of conscious co-creation, we have to be aware that these stuck things are going to affect not just our body, but also our, you know, entire field and everyone else. So just simply tapping, following this process and saying, okay, I feel this. I am really angry at this, or I'm really frightened about this, or I'm really worried about this. And just taking that, forming a sentence, like this is where it gets into the self-love. You have what they call a starting sentence, or something that you begin with. And you start out saying, even though, let's say I was angry at someone named Sarah or something. Okay, even though I am really angry with Sarah for what she said to me today, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. The setup statement is done three times, and you're just tapping with the tips of your fingers. You can tap on the outer side under the pinky of your opposite hands. You can just keep tapping away gently. You don't have to hurt yourself. And just say that setup statement three times. And you can even add in, after the I deeply and completely love and accept myself, you can add in, and I forgive Sarah. I mean, you can take it to whatever level you're willing to go. And you do that three times, and then a very brief way of doing it would be to take these first two fingers of, you know, whichever hand feels comfortable to you, left or right. And if you're using your right hand, you just go to the point where your eyebrow begins over your right eye, and you just tap really angry at Sarah. And then you go to the place right under your eye, right on the bone under your same eye, and you tap that again. And then you go to the place right under your collarbone on that side, and you tap again and say the same thing. Or if it starts to change, you go with the flow of the change. You will see how your mind flows with it. And then there's a place you reach over under your arm on the other side. And for ladies, this would be where the bra is going under your arm. You would be tapping there, saying the same thing again, and then finishing up with that same starting point on the side of the opposite hand. And then when you finish that tapping, you take a deep breath and you reassess the level. If you're still feeling angry, if it moves to something else, you honor that and you go back and you do that tapping sequence again, saying whatever it is that's coming up for you. It could be remaining anger at Sarah, or it could suddenly change. it could suddenly go into the anger was there because it was provoking something you were afraid of. I'm really angry at what Sarah said because I'm afraid that she was telling me I'm going to lose my job. So now you start tapping. You just follow it. And amazingly, you're going to get to a point after one of these series where you're going to take that deep breath and you're going to feel like you're floating in total peace. And that's pretty profound. And it's gone.
Now, we have someone who has been patiently waiting on the line. So I'm going to, with your permission, I'm going to go ahead and open up the line and see what they have to say. And then we'll, maybe if we've got some time, and actually they just put their hand down. So hang on, let me see if they were just accidentally had their hand up. Here we go. Okay, so I'm opening up the line for the last four numbers of 3036. Hang on, you're still muted. Okay, are you with me, 3036? It's the last four numbers of your phone number. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what is your name?
Hi, my name is Vivian.
Vivian?
Yes.
Hi, did you have a question for Shelley?
Yeah, I just want to know how to clean out my negative energy. I do have a lot.
Okay.
Well, clearing out the negative energy is what we were just talking about, Vivian. You can take that EFT experience that I was telling you about just now, and you can just sit with yourself or get a practitioner. You know, you can have someone else work with you. That's a way to clear the negative energy. It's a very, very effective way. That's why I'm sharing.
Is anyone, my friend doing a Reiki on me, that'd be possible, that'd be okay, right? Reiki.
Reiki is also wonderful. That's a passive way of shifting negative vibrations. I mean, there are people who are really, really gifted with Reiki. And I'll tell you, there's a guy who's traveling the United States now, who's based out of Florida. His name is Panache Desai. And you might want to look for him on the web. He has been very incredibly gifted with whatever. He calls himself a garbage disposal. And I've been in his presence three times, and I've had the most amazing experiences. He really clears energy off of people. He removes bundles that you didn't even know you were having. I've experienced him go back into other lifetimes. And he's just walking around the room doing this with a crowd of people. So if you were really, really wanting someone to work with you, even individually, try finding him. His website is panachedesai.com. He's on Facebook. He just got back from a tour. He's in Florida now, and then I think he's in Naples, Florida.
Oh,
and if you want someone to really do some amazing work with you, I would find him.
So, Shelley, I wanted to just take a moment, and Vivian, hang with us for just a second. I wanted to take an opportunity to say that Shelley's website is astralessence.com. So that's www.astralessence.com. And Panache Desai, can you spell his name?
Sure, I will. It's P as in Peter, A-N-A-C-H-E. And then Desai is E as in David, E-S-A-I.
Yeah, my situation right now, I'm not really, you know, in really good finance. You know, I don't think I can afford that kind of price. Usually for this kind of service, they probably going to charge you a lot of money. So
right.
I just want, maybe I can do some kind of self-cleansing by myself, maybe do the meditation, that'd be possible, right?
Well, I'm not, I would say if you don't have a lot of money, I would go online and search for the emotional freedom technique, and you can download everything you need to get you started for free.
Okay. Shelley, is it possible that you could walk us through a generic releasing of negative energy, like anybody that's listening in for in the archives, where like we could all pick our own individual negative pattern that we wanted to release, or just do something generic that we would have here?
Okay, yeah, that would be great. And this is what I would use as the setup statement. And you'll all be able to, if you're holding a telephone, which is it's still possible to do this, just use the hand that's not holding the phone, okay? And what I'm going to use as a generic setup statement that you're going to add something to is this setup statement. Even though I have this negative energy about, and then you can fill in the blank. And I'm just going to say negative energy, and then you can say about whatever. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And then we'll just go through one tapping sequence, okay? So what you want to do is to get a couple of your little fingertips, your index and your middle finger, from your hand not holding the phone, and find that outer underneath your pinky, right, that edge, outer edge of the hand that's holding the phone. And just now, start tapping with me and saying, even though, and you have to say it, it's good to say it out loud. So you're going to say, even though.
Can you tell us exactly where to tap again?
Okay, it's all right, one hand, you're using your fingers to tap onto the outer edge of the other hand, which is like the edge that's outside the pinky finger.
Okay.
All right? So that outer edge, we call that the karate chop point. If you were chopping into a piece of wood, you would be hitting with that edge of that hand. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's easier if you have a visual, obviously, but you know, that's where you're tapping. So you're tapping away and you're saying it out loud, even though I have a negative energy pattern about, you know, my career, my life, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I have this negative energy pattern stuck here about my career, whatever you're going to say, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I have this negative energy pattern about whatever it is that you're saying, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Now you're going to take those same fingers and you're going to go to right where the eyebrow begins towards the nose and above the eye that the hand is that you're tapping with, and you're just going to say negative energy about my career, whatever you say. Negative energy about career, negative energy about my career. And then you're going to go to the bony area just under that same eye, your cheekbone, the top of your cheekbone. And you're going to tap again and keep tapping away while you say negative energy about whatever it is. Now, if you start realizing what the negative energy is, and you can start saying that, anger, you can say it if you want to, or fear, you can just say that and keep tapping. And then you go to the area just below the collarbone on that same side. So you're just below your collarbone, you're tapping away, and you're saying, I have this negative energy about my whatever, career, relationship, life, negative energy. Negative energy. And you tap away, reach across your body, go under the opposite arm, tap there, and just say the same thing. Negative energy, negative energy, negative energy. And you can add about, and you can name the energy. And then go back to the starting point where you tapped your original statement and repeat that again. Negative energy, negative energy, negative energy, or whatever it is that you've gotten to saying at this point. Now take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, and take a look at literally how you feel right now. Bring the thought to your mind on a scale from 1 to 10. Is that feeling there at all? Some people will clear immediately, or if it's still there, then we go back. And we tap the same sequence. Go to the eyebrow and we say, remaining, anger, fear, negative energy, out to the, under the bone, under the eye. remaining negative energy, remaining fear, anger, whatever, and under the collarbone, remaining. I still have this remaining fear, anger, negative energy about back under the arm. I still have remaining energy, negative energy, anger, fear, sorrow. You know, the words can change a little bit as you keep doing it. And then back to the outer aspect of the hand, negative energy, fear, anger, sorrow. Taking a deep breath in again. Exhale and track yourself and see how you're feeling. Lynn, are you experiencing anything?
Yeah, I actually felt the shift the first go round.
The first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. So, and you can keep doing this. And this is a very, this is an abbreviated session. I mean, like, you know, there are more points. And if you have sessions with me, what I do is I send you, I can Skype sessions with people too, so you can follow with me visually. But you can do this over the phone, as you just noticed. You can still do it. But in a personal session, we would be dialoguing a lot about the issue so that we would be able to get to it. And I would be making changes in the words as I feel what the mind is, how the mind is flowing. But you can, and I send a diagram if I'm doing phone sessions or Skype sessions. You can get that diagram from EFT. So you can see all the different points. So there are a longer session, but this is a very effective, quick, abbreviated session. And if you were like, let's say you were at work and something came up and it really, really bothered you or something, you could just go into the bathroom and do this. You could do it really fast and just amazingly, wonderfully shift. Amazingly shift. Which is that Ho'oponopono also. And, you know, if you want me to talk a little bit about that, I will.
I do. I was actually just going to, you know, wait for the opportunity to bring that up because I think that is a fantastic method. And just love that concept. And, you know, I love it, but I have to say when I'm in resistance to it, it's really hard to embrace. But it's just so simple.
It is very hard to say, please forgive me when you think the other person's wrong.
Right, I know.
It's so hard. And I think, but I think that the greatest gift of this work, which is from the Hawaiian kahuna tradition, and a lot of things like Jinshin Jitsu and Reiki, these are old traditions that are being re-gifted to us, you know, at a time of great need, coming from those indigenous cultures that were suppressed, right? This is a true awakening to the oneness of the mind and the oneness of all things. You know, in the Lakota tradition, they say, Mitakuye Oyasin, I am related to all things, right? And you know, it doesn't mean that they're your, you know, blood relatives at all. It means you are that. I am that. And when we get to that point, we embrace the love. It's still love of self. If you're saying, you know, like, again, taking the name Sarah, just, you know, I'm mad at Sarah, so I say, Sarah, I love you. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Thank you. You are saying that to yourself, and it's even as though you are allowing yourself to forgive yourself, just like with EFT, for having whatever feeling you had about that. Because we're, you know, it's all one mind, it's all one creation. If we're going to consciously co-create, we've got to understand that. So it's hard to do, but boy, I mean, when you've done it, have you felt a difference?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And, you know, especially when I go ahead and, because usually when I'm using it, I'm in resistance to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So, but can you go through and just, like, just simply state out the sentences that they use Because if people use that technique, it doesn't matter how they feel at the beginning. If they just keep doing it and allow themselves to move with it, it really does shift energy.
Incredibly, incredibly clears energy. And I want to say that if you're ill, if you find yourself sick for any reason, even if it's a flu, you're having a fever or something, I will make the suggestion that you sit down and you do this, what I'm about to tell you, do this with everyone who comes to your mind, and you'll see a shift in that physical experience. Mm-hmm. And I've done, the EFT will shift physical things too. I've even like had a subluxation go back in doing EFT on it. But here's what the Ho'oponopono is about. It's simply identify something that you think is wrong. You don't have to be even angry at it. You just think it's wrong. I mean, what this man who brought it back for us was involved with was taking over some sort of a prison or mental institutional prison kind of thing. And he wasn't even going to see the people. He was looking at their folders, looking at their names, and just saying over and over again what I'm about to say to you. And these people shifted and got well. This is the interconnectedness. This is when our minds are saying, this is wrong, this is no good. It's so hard for us to understand that is a negative energy that we're carrying now and that we're putting onto the rest of the energy grid of the emotions of this earth. So if we sit down with whatever it is that we think is wrong, we can look at, you can look at something outside of your personal life. You can look at, you know, if you happen to disagree with the Obamacare, you can say, you know, to the people involved, President Obama, I love you. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Thank you. You can do it with a personal person in your life, you know, your father. Boy, my father, I really am so angry at him. Or I'm so hurt that he did this, or I'm, you know, so sad that he's sick, or whatever it is. Dad, I love you. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Thank you. And all you're apologizing for, I mean, the truth is, the real truth under everything is that we do love everything. I mean, the real truth of our being is love. The truth of creation, the truth of Creator is love. And what we're saying we're sorry for is for not recognizing this. And we're asking forgiveness, and we're thanking for the forgiveness. We're receiving the forgiveness. The forgiveness is for ourselves as well as for these all that is others in our lives or in our world. So that's the power. You know, the emotional freedom technique and these things have all, you know, there's a heart math actually maps the energy on the Earth's emotional grid. We do impact. We do. It's measurable. So if you're doing this, you're clearing, and it's good for you, it's good for your health and your state of being, it's good for your life. It helps you open up to hear the direction, because now you feel you deserve to hear it. You're not afraid of what you're going to be told, because you're not being so critical of yourself.
Right. And this really does apply. I mean, like, it can apply sitting in traffic. I mean, it doesn't matter what you know, you're getting angry with the internet for not being quick enough or whatever. I mean, it applies to anything, you know.
Yes.
That whole dynamic. And it's something like, you know, unlike emotional freedom, which you may or may not be able to do while you're driving or while you're sitting in a group, this is something you can chant in your head over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
It can be done anywhere.
That is so true. That's a very, very good point. And it's worth doing. It's so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've just, like I said, even if you're feeling, if you catch the flu and you're sitting there in a fever and you start doing this, you'll find out what fever is.
Right. So, Shelley, we have about 10 minutes remaining, and I wanted to see if we could take this couple of minutes left and just have you talk to us a little bit about, you know, maybe astrologically, what are some things that are coming up that we can be aware of? Just give the listeners a heads up for maybe, you know, through now to the end of the year, or whatever time frame is appropriate for us.
Sure, I'd love to do that, because there's something that I did want to say that is astrological in nature, and we've had so many important planetary aspects over this past year, and we've got more coming, and they're promising. I mean, they may seem stressful at times to people, but they really are opening everything up, and that's the good news. But one of the things that has been happening, you know, we have solar and lunar eclipses every year. We've got two of each. And they occur when the sun and moon and the earth line up on a certain plane, which we call the ecliptic. And that particular plane goes through the different zodiac signs. It travels slowly. So we'll have a few years of having what we call the nodes, or these certain points on the ecliptic in certain signs. So for the last few years, we have had the south node. In this system, the south node is the sort of the karmic residue point, the place we fall into, but we shouldn't, because we should be aiming towards the north node, which is the evolutionary direction. So the south node has been moving through the sign of Cancer, the crab, which has to do with emotional, and this is why all of this is coming up, the emotional levels, the fear of vulnerability, the belief that other people are the cause of our emotion, okay? That's the negative pole, feeling helpless, like a child. It's the sign of the home and the family, so we've had a lot of issues with people losing their homes. This is, like, really serious in the outer way of looking, okay? The north node in Capricorn is the positive direction, which is the self-sufficiency and all that we've been talking about, finding that place of strength. It literally is the bones in your body, which is your source of structure, and being the inner authority and taking the self into that mode, all right? We are just about to shift that ecliptic plane. And where we're going to be for the years leading up to 2012 is with eclipses in Gemini and Sagittarius. And Gemini is in the negative sense of the south node. Gemini is like a butterfly. It never lands. You know, it likes to keep going back and forth between two different things. It's a sign of duality. And we have lived in the experience in third dimension of duality. And this is why I think there's someone over there that I am mad at, because we're not seeing the oneness. The Sagittarian north node, Sagittarius sees the forest instead of just the trees. Sagittarius is looking for the big picture, is reaching towards the heavens for greater and greater perceptual awareness. And Sagittarius finds the mark, pulls the arrow out, and shoots. And what I really feel that we're going to be going through as a collective mind is coming up out of the duality, and these are methods that can help you do this, and most importantly, making the commitment to the direction that we have chosen. Because if we're going to keep fluttering and flitting back and forth between, well, I really think this is all wonderful and I think it's great, but I really have to focus here on this mundane, you know, and going back into the lower mind, it's not going to evolve as quickly for the individual or for the mass mind. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because I feel that we will be seeing that as we go through the next few years, that we're going to be asked to put our money where our mouth is, to actually walk our talk now, and to stay in line with this direction, so that if we see ourselves falling into the negative energies, we'll have our tools and our techniques, and we will commit to using them. So, I mean, I think that's one of the most important things, that along with what I already mentioned about the transformations of Pluto and Capricorn, and we will see that all the outer structures are just, nothing is going to stay the way it was. And we just have a problem letting things go, which is why there's so much sorrow and grief. But we've got to. We've got to just move on and go to the next level.
Right. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And there's really, I mean, we can do this without being in fear. We just have to use our tools. So
right.
I think it's interesting that you said we're going to have to put our money where our mouth is. Ever since I was a small child, I used to run around telling people that in my lifetime we'd have to put our money where our mouth was. And I was too young really to understand that concept. And as a teenager, I remember distinctly right after I got my driver's license, riding with a friend and just saying that I knew at some point in my lifetime I would have to put my money where my mouth is. And it came out of nowhere, and she said, "That's such a bizarre statement." I said, "I know, but I just felt like I had to tell you that." And, you know, I mean, it was just like such a weird thing to be saying. And I had forgotten that, you know, my mom had to remind me that I used to run around saying that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, and here you are. Here you are opening doorways for people, you know. I mean, you were being led like I was, you know. I mean, you were just being led, and you were hearing that early, which is great.
Right, and loving it. So, Shelley, I want to thank you for being on here today. I want to remind people that your website is www.astralessence.com. Is that the best way for people to get in touch with you and if they wanted to work with you?
There's a way to schedule with me. There's a way to contact me. Yes.
Okay, great. And then there's also the way to sign up for your newsletter, which, you know, is fantastic.
Thank you.
I really like it. I thank you so much for putting that out in a language that I can understand.
It's good to know that people understand.
Right, yes. So I just want to remind you all that coming up on the 30th, I'm having Kimberly Ballas back. She's going to be talking with us about emotional anatomy. That goes really well with what we were talking about today. Next week, I'm going to be having the monthly meditation, which I've been missing out on. It is at a different time. I think I've scheduled it for like 1 o'clock. I'm going to be busy in the morning, so I just wanted to put that out there. I'd love to have you guys join me. And I'm always open for topics on stuff, not just for shows, but also on meditations. I just kind of go by the seat of my pants when I actually get on to do the meditation. But if there's something you want to hear about or want a specific meditation on, don't hesitate to email me. You can find my contact information on the main site of The Honoring Hour, which is www.thehonoringhour.com. So please do join us there. And don't forget that there's some holiday specials on there. So please, you know, feel free to check it. Again, thank you, Shelley, for joining us and providing us with a wonderful show today.
Well, I appreciate it, Lynn. It was really my pleasure.
You're welcome. And thank you all for joining us in the chat room and online, and for joining us in the archives in the future. I greatly appreciate it. I hope that you all have a wonderful holiday season, however you celebrate. And if you don't celebrate, I hope you have a wonderful couple of months as well. Thanks for joining us, and I'm looking forward to being with you all again. Enjoy your week.